And now, time for Finances on Friday, a weekly program designed to inform and educate you regarding your finances. Sponsored by Landmark Capital. Now, let's listen as David Fisher joins host Bart DeSilva for the next 30 minutes for an informative financial forum, Finances on Friday, on KHNR AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer.
All right, welcome back once again. It's Finances on Friday, KHNR, AM and FM, and it's all about your finances for the next 30 minutes with Landmark Capital's David Fisher. David, you're looking awfully radiant. Welcome back to the airwaves here in Honolulu.
Well, thank you for having me. Aloha, Bart. Boy, what a turmoil the markets have been in. And we didn't get a chance, because we record our programs on a Tuesday, and last Friday, the day of the recording, people are probably going, why didn't he talk about what happened in the markets on Friday? It's because we record on a Tuesday. But so we're going to talk about that today.
Right.
What generated all that? And are we out of the woods and all that kind of stuff? So it's been a roller coaster ride. I said we would go through this, but thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And folks listening, we'll have some specific contact information as to how you can pick up some very, very pertinent free information from Landmark Capital. That'll be coming up here. But in the meantime, let's kick things off. Well, as we know, the global markets have been volatile, to say the least, and have had some days deep in the red. Japan is sticking out as the leader in falling markets. A few months ago, you predicted this would happen. Give us an update.
Yeah, I said that this would happen, and I said the United States is falling in the exact same footprint of Japan, and I gave all the reasons why we're following them. We're a couple years behind in them, but we're doing the same rhetoric behavior that Japan has done, which is ballooning our debt, manipulating the economic environment through interest rates being artificially low, producing a lot of money called quantitative easing, then trying to figure out how to reel that money in without inflation. Now we're dealing with inflation, and major central banks are crossroads. And that's kind of what's brought Japan to this place. So the Bank of Japan boxed itself, Bart, into a corner. They were forced to decide either crash their currency or crash the stock, their stock market, called the Nikkei. Policymakers strengthened their currency called the yen, which caused an exasperated, ugly U.S. Environment. It affected our markets. The Japanese stocks went down significantly. The index entered into what we call a technical correction, its first day route since 2011. So they've been not in a technical correction until last Friday. Fund managers out of Japan said, quote, the recent strengthening of the Japanese yen is poised to significantly impact the Asian stock market. Here's another guy, Nicholas Smith. He's a Japan equity strategist. He said this, quote, I think markets globally are having a headless chicken moment, end quote. And they also said stocks getting hit hardest are the ones that surged also this year the most, end quote. So I grew up on a farm, so I can, I don't want to be graphic, but we didn't raise chickens. But I did go to a neighbor of a neighbor's friend's house, and we were stopping by to pick up something, not chickens, but they were having a chicken slaughtering deal, processing chicken. And I saw for the first time about age 16, yeah, they do run around with their head cut off. It is weird. And that's what the markets did. People couldn't figure it out, just like a chicken can. Doesn't make any sense. It still doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Wall Street's scratching their head. Another asset fund manager out of Japan, chief fund manager, he said, quote, I didn't expect stocks to fall this much. It is a disaster. Their market was down 13% in one day. That's pretty strong of a movement down, Bart. And many, fortunately, are saying that this is not over. Many are saying that's just a two-day blip. Mm-hmm. What happened in Japan and it's a two-day blip. What's happening in the United States? Well, one thing I do know that this tells us, a couple things. We live in a global environment, and what happens in another country can affect our country, just like what happens in our country definitely affects the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. That's for sure we can glean from this. The other thing we can glean from this is when markets become overvalued, the greater the overvaluedness of a market, the greater the downturn effect it can have. And that one Japanese chief fund manager mentioned that, and it's the other one said it's a disaster. So just don't get caught up in especially in this environment. My advice of being in the financial industry for 30 years is don't have all your eggs in paper assets right now, because the greater the move up, the greater the move down, you can also see. The idea of the belief that it will always recover is not a truism in a healthy belief system, and be careful having that belief, because we live in a different environment. The recoveries are taking longer to recover from the big downturns. Mm. I can go through the data and depict that. And this, these environments that we're in currently is quite different from the environments 10 years ago or 20 years ago, because the debt levels of countries and the interest payments on the debt is significantly different. And let's just put that into perspective for a moment. In 2008, when we had this downturn, interest payment on the debt was $100 billion. Now we're $1 trillion. In 2008, the debt was $12 trillion, $13 trillion. I could look up the exact number. Now we're $35 trillion. We just surpassed that milestone here last week.
Yep.
The budget deficit, how much we overspend as a country in 2008, was around $200 billion. We're at $2 trillion. So everything is magnified. And the greater magnification, the greater volatility and the greater uncertainty. That's why you want to make sure you diversify, have some precious metals in your portfolio. It is like the rudder. You know, there you have ships in Honolulu there, and sailboats. They have a keel, a sailboat does, and a boat has a rudder. It's the mechanism that brings stability and the ability to steer a ship. Mm-hmm. That's what gold and silver does. It's below the waterline. Some people don't pay attention to it. Mm. But it's much needed, especially in a very tumultuous environment where the waves are rocky. You need stability. Big cruise ships have these big stabilizers, because otherwise the boat would be all rocky and people would get seasick. So it is a function in our life, and it should be a function in our finances. And that's the role of gold and silver. It might not seem that important because it's, quote, below the waterline, but it is still imperative. Imagine going on a modern day cruise ship in a big storm. People are going to turn green. Imagine not having a keel in a sailboat. You're going to not be able to handle the storms that you go through. And there are financial storms. That's why it's imperative to have some gold and silver in the portfolio.
All right, David Fisher from Landmark Capital. We've got some very pertinent information that's absolutely free. Do you want to give a phone number and a website, or do you want to hold off?
We'll do it here right before we go to the break.
All right, let's get to the next question. David, do you think the Federal Reserve, if it must choose between supporting the dollar or the stock market, the U.S. stock market, it will choose to support the dollar?
Well, I think they're going to be forced absolutely to support the dollar. And here's why. In fact, all countries will support their own currency before they will support their own market, I believe. Now, I don't mean that as an adamant cut and dry, but as a general rule. But let's get back to the United States and the role of the Federal Reserve. Its role is to bring price stability. They don't define what that area that would be. They don't say it's the stock market. They don't say it's real estate. They don't say it's the dollar. But if I had to say which one is it, it'd be the dollar, because currently the Fed does not buy real estate. Currently, the Fed does not buy stocks, although there's talk now that they might be forced to do this. But we do know for sure the Fed does buy the dollar. They buy treasuries. They buy mortgage-backed securities. They hold trillions of dollars of liability, and some people call it an asset. So the Fed has to support the dollar, otherwise it affects them. But they're fighting a trend. Here's some topics from what's happening in the world. Amazon, the stock slid. They missed earnings, revenues. Wayfair executives are warning home goods are slowing down, and it mirrors 2008. NVIDIA, the super microchip computer company, they're leading AI carnage, but their stocks are down significantly in one day, both down 7%. And NVIDIA is reporting that they're delaying in the next AI chip as their shares are tanking globally in a massive sell-off. Moderna, they made a ton of money during the COVID vaccine environment. Now their shares tumbled 12% in one day, and they're slashing their sales guidance. SoftBank, a big bank, their shares have tanked nearly 19%, wiping out $4.6 billion here year to date. And now there's a recession that's being triggered in the United States because payroll, there's a huge miss, 114,000 of unemployment jobs are coming available. And this is activating what we call the SAM rule, S-A-H-M. I'll get into that in a moment. But the bottom line is, it's not a healthy environment. This is the patient that is sick in bed. They need another injection from the Federal Reserve. Will the Fed do this? Print money and inject it? I think we're going to see that. And we'll talk about that after the break. What happens when the Fed does this injection? How will stocks perform? How will gold and silver perform? We talked a little bit about this, but I'm going to hone in on that also more today so people get a true understanding and what the experts are actually saying, what might happen. We're talking about big people, Warren Buffett. So don't go anywhere.
Right.
Call in after we're done. Write down the phone number, though, 844-604-2575. Again, the number to call, not right now, not during this break, but at the end of the show, is 844-604-2575, or go to our website, landmarkgold.com.
All right, and we'll be back with more important information. Do not go anywhere. You're listening to Finances on Friday, every Friday, 6:30 on KHNR AM and FM. The Answer. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the national debt at $34 trillion? Well, you should be, because you're obligated to pay it, according to the government. Here's the facts. It took 234 years to get $13 trillion in debt, 10 more years to get in the next $10 trillion, and the last 4 years we've added $10 trillion. This is escalating at unprecedented levels, and now the next 30 years of the national debt will be at $144 trillion. That's if we make it till then. Many people are saying we won't. There will be a crash of the system, a dethroning of the U.S. dollar, losing that as a world reserve currency. Landmark Capital has a white paper called BRICS, the new financial system that could dethrone the U.S. dollar. Call to get your free copy today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. Have you heard that the government can seize your hard-earned money? We're talking about your 401k, your IRA, your money in the bank. Fox News has a report on it, but Landmark Capital has a white paper on it called The Coming Bail-In. Call Landmark Capital today to receive your free copy. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
We return to Finances on Friday with Landmark Capital's David Fisher and your host, Mark DeSilva.
All right, we're back once again. You're listening to Finances on Friday, a very important 30 minutes all about your finances and all about how those finances are being impacted throughout the world and especially here in the United States. Talking to David Fisher with Landmark Capital. David, let's continue on with question number three. Now, what are the so-called quote-unquote experts saying and doing? And is the market and or economy showing signs of going lower?
Let's take the most well-known household name, Warren Buffett, and see what he's doing. A billionaire manages Berkshire Hathaway. Mm-hmm. He disclosed in multiple filings this month that they are continuing to reduce their stake in Bank of America. I said this previously. At their annual meeting, he said it's a fair assumption that the company's cash pile would reach $200 billion. The highest the cash pile has ever been is a record of $189 billion. So they're going to breach that and go higher. He said they'd love to spend it, but won't spend it unless we think we're going to do something that is very little risk and make us a lot of money. That's Buffett's quote. So indirectly, this stockpile of cash has a hidden message that stocks are overvalued, according to Warren Buffett. Now, he's a brilliant guy. Some people are saying in articles out there that Buffett has called the top of the market in stocks. Some are saying that they believe that the Oracle of Omaha not only has grown concerned that a bull market is overheated, but the flip side is some people are saying he's just too old. We'll get into that in a second. But here's the title of an article. Buffett calls the top. Berkshire Hathaway quietly dumps nearly half of its Apple shares plus other stocks. And Apple Holdings took a massive hit when he did this. So Buffett's been selling stocks left and right, Bart. Jim Shanahan, he's an analyst at Edward Jones who covers Berkshire Hathaway. He told Reuters here recently, quote, "This was a far higher level of selling activity than we were expecting," end quote. Here's another article. Warren Buffett's Bank of America dump-a-thon grows. So Buffett, through Berkshire Hathaway, has been offloading tens of million shares of Bank of America in the last several weeks. He's been offloading Apple and many other stocks. So Buffett, who turns 94 at the end of this month, some are saying maybe he's lost his zeal. I heard this on CNBC, Jim Cramer, say maybe something's wrong at Berkshire Hathaway. And David Faber said, well, what do you mean by that, Jim? And Cramer said, and I'm paraphrasing the conversation, he's 94. He's slowing down. Let me just insert something here. Just because he's 94 and he sells stock doesn't mean something's wrong with him. Mm-hmm. That's insinuating when you sell stock, something is wrong with you. How ludicrous is that statement? Mm-hmm. Indirectly, that's what Wall Street analysts are trying to brainwash people in thinking. And that is not a healthy way of investing. And I don't care if it's Jim Cramer listening to me or anybody. Maybe he didn't mean what he insinuated, but that's how I took it. There is a time to buy and there's a time to sell. And I think Warren Buffett knows more about this than probably anybody on the planet. Berkshire Hathaway has been a net seller of stocks for six straight quarters. They've been seeing rising cash values in their stockpile. This reflects the firm's ability that they find deals. They've done fantastic. So don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the investor, Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett. Take a look at your own portfolio. And when you lose 5% in one day, I think it would have been wise to get out before you lost 5% is what my belief is. Mm-hmm. Because they're saying typically it takes 3 months to get back that 5% that you lost in one day. Mm. And that is what's going on right now. But on Friday, the economic data showed us, Bart, that we have trouble signs now, and unemployment landscape is worsening, and the recession risk have definitely risen. This is not a time to say stay the course and have 100% of your money in stocks. Mm. I told people about this months ago. We would have this type of an event. I'm not a guru. I don't have a crystal ball. But when you do something for 30 years, the handwriting is on the wall. And I don't think we're completely done with this. You're going to see a lot more hiccups. And there's a few people out there saying that verbiage who are also being interviewed on CNBC saying the same thing. So heed the warning. Get some money to cash. If you don't want gold and silver, that's fine. We want to help you. I know you can be helped in that. But don't have 100% of your money in paper.
All right. And finally, well, how are gold and silver responding to all of this?
So everyone's talking about this whole SAM recession indicator. The SAM rule, that's what it's so-called. It is observed without the fail that in the initial phase of recession, I don't want to go too far in the woods on this, but it starts when the three-month moving average of the U.S. unemployment rate is at least half of the percentage point higher than a 12-month low. That sounds like a bunch of marbles in my mouth, but that's the technical criteria. SAM rule was created by Claudia SAM. She used to work at the Federal Reserve when this was created, and she was just recently... She emailed CNBC on the Friday that this big downturn happened. She says, we're not in a recession, and a recession is not inevitable. But there's a substantial scope to reduce interest rates now. So I think the Fed is going to come out and reduce interest rates. Wall Street is begging for it. Goldman Sachs says 3 consecutive rate cuts. JP Morgan says hopes for 2, 50 basis points, and Citi is even crazier. What happens to gold and silver and stocks when we have the last rate cut, which was 2008, October of 2007 through October of 2012, a 5-year period? Let's do the comparison. The Dow for that 5 years was down 6%. The S&P for those 5 years was down 7%. The NASDAQ was up 12.5%. Gold was up 154%. And silver was up 214%. Well, people are going to say, but those are just the index. I had certain stocks that did better. Yeah, and gold and silver is just an index, and there's certain gold and silver products, just like there's different stocks in an index. There's a lot of different products in gold and silver, and many of them are outperforming those numbers of the index. So using like for like, the indexes per indexes, gold and silver have shined in this environment when the Federal Reserve is going to lower interest rates. And the SAM rule, Claudia SAM, says this confirms the Fed is going to lower interest rates. We're going to have quantitative easing, which just means printing of money, and just means the government is going to spend more money and issue more treasuries. This means we're going to have a rally in gold and silver. Year to date, here's the numbers. The Dow is up 5.4%. S&P 12%, NASDAQ 11.7%. This is as of a recording. Gold up 18.5%, more than all the three indexes, and 20% plus is how much silver has gone up year to date. The winner. What am I trying to tell you? I'm not saying put all your money in gold and silver, but if this was an index, people wouldn't think twice about putting their money there. You should not think twice about hesitating and having some gold and silver in the portfolio, because we're in a major bull market. I said we would see these numbers earlier months ago. We're seeing them, and by the end of the year, I think you're going to see higher numbers in gold and silver than you're going to see in the indexes as a general reality of a rule of thumb, because we are in a major bull market in gold and silver. And the government is in a major denial of issuing debt and saying it's a problem, but it's going to be a problem. That's why they're going to be forced to do a bail-in, seize your 401k, your IRA. Why not roll over a portion of that, get your money protected from the bail-in, and have a better investment than what you're currently having in stocks? I'm not saying do 100%, but put a portion to 7, a portion to 8, because you do not know what tragedy may befall you as a scripture principle. And that's what I hear too. So call my company right now, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or go to landmarkgold.com. Call right now and get your free information. There's no obligation with that.
Wow, David Fisher, once again, such great information. And folks listening, you got the number, you've got the website. Go now and get that free information. And we'll be back next Friday, 6:30, with more of that great information. And it's all about your finances, courtesy of Landmark Capital and David Fisher. David, thank you, and aloha.
Aloha.
You've been listening to Finances on Friday, a weekly informative financial forum brought to you by Landmark Capital. Join us next Friday at the same time for another 30 minutes of insightful and important information regarding you and your finances, right here on KHNR AM 690 at 94.3 The Answer.